I'm with you, brother.
Hallelujah. We're glad to be in the house of God tonight. Man, I had a song on my heart. I meant to look for it. I've been yakking. Let me see if I can find this song here.
What's the name of it?
Troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. Freedom we all hold dear, now's at stake. Humming your hearts to God, cease my chastening rod. Seek away, pilgrims, tribe, Christians away.
Alright, now what's the...
The name of it?
Yeah.
I think it's a... Troublesome Times, I think it's the name of it. Let's see here. Jesus is coming soon. Morning or night or noon.
Grandma see you singing this morning.
Well, I may have been looking. That may be the name of it. Look in here. One more book, I think, down there.
It's probably in that red back one. Sarah's got... No, she's got black. Okay, I thought she had a red back one.
Here we go. 244. Found it.
And a red back one, right?
This old paper book.
Oh.
Same one I found that old one to see him in.
Oh, okay, well, we don't have one of them. We'll just sing along with you.
All righty. There is one
you
more up here.
Hum.
There is one more up here.
That
anybody wants
one. Oh, okay. For no more, give it to Sir.
I sing it all the time.
Yeah, there's one more. It's page 244.
You know it then, don't you?
Yeah, listen to the gospel version of it.
Yeah.
Bluegrass version.
It's got three verses.
Oh, my God.
We'll try to sing them. I'll put that away. We're not in no hurry. But don't have a piano player. Don't have a song leader. I can't sing a lick. But we'll make it. My pastor said we sing by the letter, we're about to let her go. But 244, Jesus is coming soon. That's the name of it.
Yes.
Troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. Freedom we all hold dear, now is at stake. Humming your heart to God, cease my chastening rod. Seek away, pilgrims trod, Christians away. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom. Trumpets will sound, will surely sound. All the dead shall rise, righteous meet in the skies. Going where no one dies, troubles abound. I didn't even find that in there. Here's the last one here. Troubles will soon be o'er, happy forevermore. When we meet on that shore, free from all care. Rising up in the sky, telling this world goodbye. Homeward we then shall fly, glory to share. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom. Trumpets will sound, will surely sound. All the dead shall rise, righteous meet in the skies. Going where no one dies, heavenward bound. All right, that's about the best I could do. I was afraid to get too high on it because that latter part gets up there pretty good. I can't hit them high notes. I'm more of a grunter, I guess, and a singer. But that is true. Troublesome times are here.
Yes, they are.
And, you know, our message tonight, about that Antichrist spirit. We're going to focus more on that lying part of the Antichrist spirit. But in 1 John chapter 2, Brother Patrick, you got a special one to sing tonight?
No, not tonight.
Okay.
I'm working on one now.
1 John chapter 2, we'll start our reading in verse number 18, and we'll go down to verse 22. And John here writing to the children of God, he starts out this chapter, my little children, but he says, little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For had they been of us, they would have no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and no lie is of the truth. And this is our text verse here tonight. Who is a liar but he that hath denied that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. And we're preaching about that Antichrist, a lying spirit. Lord, we thank you, Father, for the Word of God. Yeah. And Lord, we pray, Lord, you bless, Lord, your Word tonight. Help us, Lord, dear Father, tonight. Our thoughts are truly scattered. More territory, Lord. Then this little preacher, Lord, can be faithful in. I pray you'll help me, Lord, to remember the things you've spoken to me. Things, Lord, that's put in my mind. Help me to bring them out. And we'll thank you and praise you as we ask them tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Politically, we're being dumbed down. Mm-hmm. Normality is missing. I've noticed... you know, you got to be a certain type to get anywhere. I mentioned this morning about Levine. That's Rachel Levine. Got promoted like 3 or 4 times just because he claims he's a woman. And I tell you, I don't know what he looked like as a man, but he don't look like much at all as a woman. Big, long, blonde hair and ugly and sin. But anyway, the way to get ahead was to live a lie.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's that Antichrist spirit. If you want to get ahead, the devil promised Jesus in Matthew chapter 4. He showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said, all this I'll give you if you'll worship me. And Jesus said, get thee hence, Satan. It's written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou worship. But everybody's not like Jesus. Mm-hmm. A lot of them have sold themselves to sin.
Right.
They've sold out the things of God for the things of the world. And you know, it's kind of ironic because it's so obvious that they've sold out. And it's going to be good for a little while until they have to pay up. Right now, there's the calm before the storm. But what I'm talking about is like that Supreme Court nominee, Kamaji Jackson, that thank God for Martha Blackburn, that asked her. I mean, we're talking about a Supreme Court nominee.
Yeah.
And Kamaji Jackson is a woman. And Martha Blackburn is a woman. And Martha Blackburn, which is a senator of Tennessee, she said, would you mind describing a woman to me? And Kamaji Jackson, the Supreme Court nominee of Joe Biden, I hate to mention the name tonight, but hey, we're going to try to be as clear as we can tonight. She said, can you describe a woman to me? And the woman, Kamaji Jackson, said, no, I can't. That just don't make no sense.
No.
I mean, here a woman that is a woman can't describe what a woman is. That's what I'm talking about, this dumbing down of our country. You know, the obvious, it's kind of like a...
Hi, John.
Let me put it like this right here. The old children's fable, the emperor wore no clothes and everybody's afraid to say anything. Well, We need some John the Baptist to put a finger in the face of King Herod and said it's not lawful for you to have your brother Philip's wife. And I want you to know Herod, he regarded John as a man of God, but his wife Herodias, she didn't have much use for old John. She wanted to be headed. But we don't have any statesmen like John Baptist in our leadership in our country.
No.
And Martha Blackburn, bless her heart, when she asked this question, this Supreme Court nominee, she she should have been disqualified immediately by that statement alone. Our vice president, and I'll try my best not to get us kicked off line tonight, our vice president, which was nominated the border czar, whatever that is, was confronted by a reporter and asked if she'd been to the border. And, you know, here's the way you do it. You know, you're chasing a rabbit, you just kick another nut. Well, anyway, she said, no, but I haven't been to Europe neither. She just sidestepped the question rather than staying specific. She's just in denial about not going to the border. She said, no, but I ain't been to Europe neither. And, you know, that's one of them old rabbit tricks, you know, just get talking about something else.
That's right.
And these lies, it's politically dumbing down of our country has a ripple effect. I mean, it goes out, it comes back. But, you know, we've got children today, don't know which bathroom to use. This confusion, this gender confusion of our day, being promoted in the minds of our children and our classrooms in America. And, like I said, we don't have any statesmen like John Baptist that put his finger in the face of King Herod like a double-barreled shotgun in Mark chapter 6, verse 18, and didn't mince his words. He said, it's not lawful to have your brother Philip's wife. These spineless so-called leaders are bought and paid for with money and corruption. And you know what? The confusion of this right here is taking effect on our country. Now, we just had the big episode with the China weather balloon, and it didn't just drift. Yeah. It strategically hovered over each one of our naval bases, each one of our military sites, each one of our nuclear warheads are stationed.
Right.
We've only got one station. It's got B-52 bombers that hovered over it. It was no accident. I'm glad they shot it down.
Yeah.
But I don't think it should have ever been allowed to come into our country. I believe it should have been shot down before it ever got here.
Right.
But see, when you got this dumbing down of your country, our military now is so focused on woke, I don't know if they can even function or not. You know, I'm watching this country, and I know we're getting ready to leave out. I know, you know, this is all water under the bridge. The Bible doesn't say it's going to get better. It says it's going to get worse and worse under the end. And I know all this. We're watching the Word of God being fulfilled. But all of this, it could never happen without the spirit of Antichrist. There could never be some of this nonsense going on today.
Right.
If there wasn't a spirit of Antichrist, like the Bible talks about right here, and it talks about it being a lying spirit. I mentioned this morning about that little girl that had a face mask on, and of course they want everybody to wear a face mask, but she had that face mask on, and all it said on the front of it said, Jesus loves me.
Mm-hmm.
Who could have a problem with that? Jesus loves me.
Right.
She was forced to remove her mask. As nonsense as that sound, I mean, they've almost contradicted their own self. Some of this stuff they've got in over their head and they've run out of lies to tell. But they told her to take the mask off. And this bunch, you know, mandate masks, mandate this, mandate that. And we've been suffering the likes of that. They've moved the date of the deadline of COVID again.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they do that, Brother Eddie? It gives them emergency powers.
Right.
This Antichrist spirit, not only does it promote lies, But it's in quest of power. It wants power. It wants us subdued. But praise God, we've got power over that Antichrist spirit. Like I said this morning, greater is He that's in us, it's in the world. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. We might be here in the world, but we're not of this world. But the world don't see what I see or what we see. But this stuff right here, this lying being promoted, this confusion being promoted, I'm telling you, it's a sign of this Antichrist spirit. Mm-hmm. The censorship going on today.
Yeah.
That's another thing about this Antichrist spirit. It wants to have the say on what's being done. They tried censoring Newsmax, News Channel. Why? Because it's telling the truth.
Yeah.
You know, John Baptist got his head cut off for telling the truth.
Right.
And that's what they want to do. Fox, they tried to censor Fox. They tried to censor, well, they did censor Newsmax. And it ain't been that long ago that I can remember even on my TV, and I do watch probably more TV than I ought to if I'm watching, it's news. But I noticed a while back that Newsmax wasn't on my channel, and I called up and asked what was going on. We got it back again. I don't know what. But this has been going on for a long time, this censorship. You know, conservatives don't have a voice. We're losing our freedom of speech, even though it's our constitutional right. They're censoring Twitter, Newsmax, churches. They're telling me I can't preach against homosexuality.
Right.
I got news for them. I'm not preaching against homosexuality. I'm preaching the Bible, and the Bible's what's against homosexuality. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to get rid of the Bible before I quit preaching against homosexuality.
Right.
But some of this stuff going on today, it's nothing but this spirit of Antichrist. We're all going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to deal with it in the workplace. You're going to have to deal with it. Some of these churches are having to deal with it because they ain't over their head with it. But there was a man went in a shopping mall, had a t-shirt on that said, Jesus saves. They had him removed from the mall. No room there. I'm telling you, that spirit of Antichrist, it wants a dominion. It wants to have superiority. Yeah. But the covering up of the statue. No, it wasn't a statue. I take it back. It was a covering up of a picture where Jesus was walking on the water. Mm-hmm. And the picture was so big that they couldn't move it. I mean, it was like 10 feet long. But it was a real big whole wall. Just a huge picture of Jesus walking on the water, coming to disciples. And what they was doing is having a military graduation service in this building. And so they covered the picture up. And the reason they covered it up is because they didn't want that picture in this ceremony of these men graduating in this military academy. And you know, killings up today, drugs up today, riots up today, unrest up today. And there's no way ever going to have peace again. You know, the Bible talks about nations that forget God will be turned into hell. Psalms chapter 9 verse 17. Yeah. All the nations that forget God shall be turned into hell. And America has done some of that. America's tried to remove God. They can't, but they've tried to. They've tried to take Him out. And to some degree, they've had a little success. They've removed Him. Mentioned this morning about the Satanic church building an abortion sanctuary in Mexico because it's no longer legal in the United States. They built one down there so it could continue and paying women, paying their expenses to go down and have abortions because it's part of their ritual, part of their worship. Oh my. You know that man had that shirt that said Jesus saved. Boy, that was a catch-22.
Yeah.
He's a black man.
Oh,
they didn't know how to handle it. That's what I'm saying. You get these situations like, you know, like they just had a black man, Tyree Nichols, got beat to death by five policemen and he's all black. You get these situations like that where it just don't add up. And they've been trying to make laws, you know, get racism promoted in this country where separations and all of that, you know, trying to divide. This is the United States of America.
Right.
Oh, me. when Jesus was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane, they brought 600 men to arrest him. And that's kind of what we're at today. They're overdoing it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But Dr. Carol Baker, she wants to get rid of all the white people. That ought to be good. Yeah, I can't help the color of my skin. I know Michael Jackson changed the color of his skin.
Right.
I'm just content just like I am. I was born this way. I'm going to stay this way. One day I'll die this way. Mm-hmm. The Bible says God is with contentment's great gain. But Dr. Carol Baker, she's been led to believe that the problem is white supremacy. So she says she wants to get rid of all white people. Oh my. You know, a train off of the tracks don't go nowhere. And that's what they've got. They've derailed the train. They're not going nowhere. And oh my. But this lying spirit, promoting lies. You know, it doesn't bother me as much that they're lying so much. What bothers me more than that is people are believing these lies.
Yeah.
They're accepting these lies.
Yes,
that's what really bothers me.
Yes,
you
are.
See what we read right here in verse number 21, that no lie is of the truth, and they're trying to make these lies truth. And the way they look at it, like this, Brother Ed, if you say it enough, people will believe it. And some of this stuff, there's no way. I don't know how in the world people can believe it, but I've listened to some of them, even today, talking about some of this nonsense, and they accept it because everybody else does. See, that Antichrist spirit, it's a lying spirit. It can't speak truth. No lies of the truth. It's a lying spirit. It tells things in a different context. It says, who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? They want to change our history, B.C., before Christ, A.D., after Christ. They want to change it. They don't want to accept the fact that Jesus came down here. I got news for them. He's coming back. Not only did He come, He's coming again, amen. And when He comes again, they're going to get their wish, amen. But this Antichrist spirit, it's manipulated by power, by money. And you know, the Bible said, what would profit a man if he gained the whole world, lost his soul? They're not looking at it like that. They're looking at it like, looks like I'm doing pretty good. I remember hearing a story one time about a farmer. He was a lost man, and the preacher had been visiting him, trying to reason with him, Brother Patrick. And the farmer had so much success that he was kind of wanting to rub it in the face of the preacher. And he said, I balanced my books, preacher. And he said, look here. He said, this is how much money I made this year as of October. And the preacher looked at the farmer, and he's pretty well off. You know what he said, Patrick? He said, God don't balance his books in October, buddy. If I was you, I'd be thinking about eternity. You see that man, Luke chapter 12, he's a farmer. His crop brought forth plentifully. And not only did he want to tear down his barn, build bigger barns to put all of his crops in, but verse 20 said he went to bed that night and he got a wake-up call. And the wake-up call was, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. And you know, all them goods, all that money, all that success didn't do him no good. And that's what they're doing down there right now. Right now it looks like they're gaining. Right now it looks like they're winning. But what they don't understand is this is all going to change in a moment, a twinkle of an eye. And they're going to miss out on that great pearl, a great price. They're going to miss out on the true riches. They're going to miss out on the things that are really important. Yeah. And they're caught up so much with the things of this world, they're caught up so much with the things of this world that they can't see what's really important. And I'm telling you, the Bible says that what would a man give in exchange for his soul? He ain't got nothing he can give in exchange for his soul.
Amen.
Jesus is the only one that can give the price of a man's ransom for his soul, amen. But this lying spirit, boy, devil, Jesus talking about that devil in John chapter 8, verse 44. He said, you're of your father, the devil, said he's a liar from the beginning. And he talked about he abode not in the truth because there's no truth in him. Said when he telleth a lie, he telleth of his own, for he's a liar and the father of it. I'm just telling you, that lying spirit is nothing but the giving place to the devil. They're allowing the devil to have dominion over them. This Antichrist spirit, this lying spirit.
Yeah.
Oh my. See what else we got jotted down here. Like I said, the thing that bothers me is normality. I mean, it's like we're living in Twilight Zone. If you ever do watch the news, you look and say, how in the world did we get to where we are?
Yeah.
And it's easy to know how we got to where we are. Mm-hmm. We put this here down.
That's right.
Put this away.
Yes, we do.
And the Bible talks about the entrance of this word gives light. It talks about, you know, the path of the just is as a bright shining light shining more and more to the perfect day. Like I said, they shot that weather balloon down and that moon looked bigger than it ever been tonight. So I was driving over here, I looked and that thing looked twice as big as normal. But that's kind of what's going on. They're putting things in place of the things of God. And the things they're putting in place, you know, they look good. And they appeal to the eye. And maybe, you know, they got some benefit. But they can never take the place of God. You know, I got saved 34 years ago. And not only did I get saved, but I got satisfied.
That's right.
I mean, before I got saved, I'd get me this. Well, they're all right, Patrick. They're in the kitchen there. They're fine. Before I got saved, I'd get me that. Like Solomon, I got me this, I got me that. And it'll last a little while, but it wouldn't satisfy. But boy, when I got the Lord, Sarah, I got satisfied.
That's right.
I'm not looking no more. I found what I needed. When I found Him, He was my all in all. But the world, they don't want Him. So they're constantly
looking.
Yeah, never satisfied. Ever looking. Constantly dissatisfied. And trying to substitute. There's no substitute. God said in Isaiah, who will you compare me to? Who's like unto me? Nobody's like Him. Nobody spake like Him. Nobody done what He did. But they don't want nothing to do with them. And by not having nothing to do with them, one day they're going to come to terms with reality. And boy, it's going to be a bitter pill. That's why the Bible says that there'll be gnashing of teeth. Gnashing of teeth, that's anguish of soul.
Right.
There'll be gnawing their tongues for pain. There'll be an eternal regret, wishing they had one more opportunity. You know, I mentioned about that thief this morning. He didn't waste his last opportunity. On the cross, already crucified, good as dead.
Right.
He said, Lord, remember me.
That's right.
When you come to your kingdom.
Yeah.
Boy, he made good use of his last opportunity. He slid in.
Amen.
I mean, buddy, the last minutes of life. Like I said, Jesus was going to die 3 hours from the time He said, remember me. And in those 3 hours, I'll tell you what, bud, He laid hold on eternal life. Hallelujah.
There's got to be a dog out there in that backyard. That light keeps going on.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, see, that's why I run out there. I thought
there was
somebody messing around.
Oh, me.
And it just come back on again. And I seen that guy next door messing with his cattle or so. He might have a dog out there.
Could be.
Yeah.
But this...
It keeps coming on. Though.
I'm concerned about all these lies being told today.
Mm-hmm.
As I was listening to the news this morning, they was talking about how the government had been colluding with big tech.
Oh,
and telling them to do certain things, and they've been doing it. So, I mean, they're in agreement together,
right,
making decisions that are detrimental to our freedom.
That's why we can't get
in our future.
Get away with nothing on Facebook.
True, Brother Ed.
Sure.
And the censorship is taking its toll.
It is.
And, you know, some of the decisions they're making should never be made.
Mm-mm.
But they're getting by with them right now. And they're thinking, you know, we got this. You know, that's kind of where the devil was. Me and Brother Ed was talking one day and I was telling him, I said, ain't something that Pharaoh made one last attempt, even though he'd done His firstborn done died. He's willing to let Israel go.
Yeah.
After all that, he said, well, let's go get them. And you know what? Remind me of that devil one last time.
Yeah.
That battle Armageddon one last time. He said, I'm going to win this time. You see, they still can't get it that you can't win without Jesus, just on the wrong side.
That's right.
Glad I'm on the winning side.
Hey,
I'm glad, praise God, I read the back of the book.
Glad,
praise God, for a place called heaven. I mean, Paul said, if we have hope in this life only in Christ Jesus, we'd be of all men most miserable. I've never been miserable since I got saved. I'm telling you, buddy, I've been rejoicing in my Savior every moment of the day. I've been enjoying the journey. I'm not enduring to be saved. I'm enjoying the fact that I am saved.
Amen.
It's lying spirit. It's contrary to the Word of God. I remember I was washing my hands one time at work when I worked at Donnelly's, and my foreman come in. I'm sitting there washing my hands, Patrick, and you know how men are at work. He said, well, you know, I said, I know I'm saved. He said, you can't know you're saved. I said, I know I'm saved, but I don't know about you. He was of a persuasion that I hope I am. I'm trying to deer it in, all that stuff. I said, look, buddy, I don't know about you, but I know I'm saved. It got quite quick, boy, I'll tell you right now. But, you know, he asked the question, what do you know? I said, I know I'm saved. I saw them knees buckle, and I told him, I said, buddy, I know I'm saved.
Yeah, right.
That's good to know. Like I said, I'm not enduring, I'm enjoying being saved.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what, I've done read. The Lord's got this under control. I know it's going to get bad. I know men's hearts are going to fail them for fear and looking on those things coming on this world, because man trying to take the place of God cannot take the place of God. And here they are trying to fix climate change. Here they are trying to make electric cars. And all they're doing is making the problem bigger, because the problem is they won't acknowledge God. Romans chapter 1 said they don't like to retain God in their knowledge. I'm telling you, the problem is they need to not only acknowledge God, but let Him be God. Let Him take care of the climate. Let Him take care of the pollution, all that right there. You know, God's got this all fixed.
Sure He does.
Think about this pollution. Just rationally think about this here a minute. Okay, pollution's in the air, right? You know what rain does? It washes the air.
That's right.
You know what the earth does? It soaks it up.
That's right.
I mean, God's got this thing fixed. The Bible talks about all the rivers run into the ocean, they're fine. And then they return back on earth. You know how they return back on earth? It evaporates up,
and
it rains down, goes down the creeks, takes it back out. God's got this thing all fixed.
Yes,
the Bible mentioned, you know, AOC talked about we just got like 12 more years, whatever, and all that right there. And here they are straining that, swallowing camels and all that stuff. But in Genesis chapter 8, God says here in verse 22, while the earth remaineth, by the way, it's still here, it's not going nowhere.
Right.
As a matter of fact, even as of right now, as of this day, I can guarantee you there's at least 1,007 years that this earth's still going to be here. But it says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. Now the one that made that statement can back it up. Amen.
Yeah.
That's the Lord speaking there.
Right.
And He said, I got this. Go enjoy it. Man can't enjoy nothing because they can't let God be God. They keep making problems that ought not be there.
Yeah.
And the more problems they make, the more messes they make trying to fix the problems they made.
Yeah.
Oh my. Oh my. This spirit of Antichrist, I know it's not going to go away.
No.
But praise God, I'm glad I know Christ.
Amen.
He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake Him. And I'm glad not only He's got this, He's in charge of everything.
Amen.
The Bible mentioned in Colossians that He's before all things, and by Him all things consist. If He wasn't alive, nothing else would be alive. In Him we live and move and have our being. I'm just telling you, buddy, He's got this. And the world, they don't want that. They want to be in charge. They want to somehow take the place of God. They can't. But in Colossians chapter 1, verse 17, said, and He, talking about Jesus. Well, let's read verse 16. For by Him were all things created, they're in heaven, they're in earth, visible and invisible, whether it be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him.
Yeah.
And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist.
Mm-hmm.
If anything ever happens to Jesus, everything's just going to be gone.
Right.
By Him, all things consist. This spirit of Antichrist wants nothing to do with Him. They want to somehow have a utopia. Somehow have a place where He's not there. And good luck with that. Because there's nothing you can name that He's not in it except a lie. The Bible says impossible for God to lie. Says He cannot lie. That's the only thing you can name that God's not in. Other than that, baby, He's involved in everything. Oh my Lord, we just scratched the surface again tonight. Lord, again, trying to expose this spirit of Antichrist.
Yes.
Trying, dear Lord, to wake people up to the fact that, Lord, You're the good way. You give the good word. Lord, Your will is the good will. Your word, Lord, tells us that Your will is good. Good will towards all men, as the angel mentioned there at your birth. Peace on earth, good will towards all men. Lord, You have the good will towards us. You're not willing that any perish. You want all men to be saved. And Lord, even these men that are against You, even these men that resent You and don't like to retain You in their knowledge, Lord, You still love them.
Yeah.
Lord, You give them, like You gave Jezebel, space to repent.
Right.
They may not repent, but You still give them space to repent. And I pray they will repent. I pray they will receive You as Lord and Savior. We thank You, Father, for those that have. We give You praise and glory. Ask, Lord, dear Father, Lord, Your will be done in this message tonight. Guide it where it's needed. Use it as only You can. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Like I said, this spirit of Antichrist, that's where we're at. Shouldn't be there. We're not evolving, we're devolving. Back when I was a young man, it was normal down here. We've lost that normality.
That's right.
Everything's out of kilter. Everything's backwards, it seemed like. And the reason for that is because they hate Him. All right, we're done. Anybody got a word on your heart? We're not going to sing an invitation song or nothing. I know everybody here is in good standing with God. Amen. Anybody got a word in your heart? Anything?
Getting us here twice today.
Amen. Boy, I tell you what, as a pastor, I couldn't be no more happy and proud. I'm glad y'all showed up. Amen.
Amen.
I didn't have a lot on my plate tonight, but I gave you what I had. Amen. Let me turn this thing off. I'm glad that the Word of God tells